Welcome to Catholic Sports View, a look at the athletes and coaches who shape the Trinity League. Exploring where athletics meets faith. Now, here's your host, Bob Gibson.
And we thank you again for tuning in to Catholic Sports View. We are brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Orange, and we are on location this week from Modern Day High School, bringing you coverage of the Boris Baseball Classic. It's so much fun. It's in its 11th year now, so it's been going for a while now. And it's between two schools. It bounces between the two schools. It goes on simultaneously, two schools in the Trinity League, Modern Day High School. That's where we're at this week. And J-Sara High School is where the other end of the tournament is going on. And then the two teams that win the two brackets there met each other. And it was a very big week for Modern Day High Schools. We're going to talk about it in just a couple of minutes. So we're going to talk to some organizers from the tournament. We're also going to talk to a couple of head coaches, including Modern Day head coach Richard Mercado, who I'm sure is very happy this week with the outcome of what happened. And we're going to wrap that all up in just a couple of minutes. But, you know, I want to give you a little background of the tournament in case you're not familiar with it. The Boris Family Foundation, of course, is Scott Boris, the Major League Baseball super agent who has done so much in the sport of baseball, was a baseball player himself. Went to law school, became an agent. A lot of people who are familiar with sports, big sports fans, all know who Scott Boris is. And the Boris Family Foundation does a great job of giving back and funding a lot of projects in the inner city for baseball. And this is free of charge for all the teams who come and play in this tournament. I think that's a big part of this one as well. And it's just a fun tournament, and it's first class, and it's been fun to cover over the last several years. Of course, COVID got in the way there, but everything's back to normal now with this tournament, and some of the best baseball teams in Southern California have always gathered and have always been a part of it. And this year was no exception. Got a chance to sit down earlier in the tournament with Amanda Simon. She is one of the organizers from the Boris Family Foundation and the Boris Corporation. She helps put this thing together. She works tirelessly leading up to it. And then the week of the tournament, so much going on. She does such a great job. And I talked to her about everything that goes into putting on this Boris Classic tournament. It's a beautiful day out here. The tournament is set up to really be something special once again. Everything's at full speed again, right? So, I mean, I think that's what's a really fun part about it. We got through COVID. The tournament's like it was, you know, back before.
Yeah, it's really great to have everything back to normal. Having the hospitality tent and now the players lounge, it really creates a really fun environment for fans and the players and everyone who's here. So we're very happy to be back in full speed.
Obviously, the Boris name is synonymous with the sport of baseball. Everybody knows Scott Boris and his place within the game. You know, why is it important for Mr. Boris and for the foundation to give back and to put on this tournament?
Our whole mission as a foundation, obviously, is the brainchild of Scott. He's a really big advocate for education, and he feels like the sport of baseball has given him so much because he played for a little while, went to law school, and now is Scott Boris that everybody knows today. And he really feels like the sport of baseball really helped him with his own success and in his education. It gave him that opportunity because scholarships weren't a thing back then. And so for him to have gotten that, he really attributes his education to his success now. And so the whole goal for the foundation is to be able to provide that platform for players to be able to get college scholarships and hopefully continue on their education and also playing career, unless, you know, they go up and get drafted. But the ultimate goal really is to help facilitate that opportunity for college. And I think over the last 12 years we've been doing this, we've actually contributed to $300 million in Division I scholarships. Mm. So we're very proud to have been able to help support so many students in their goals.
And it's called the Boris Family Foundation. I think that's family's big part of it, right? I mean, family plays a big part in this whole thing.
Family is a very big role. I think he's recruited everybody in his family to participate. His brother, Jerry, who's amazing, really helped develop not just the foundation, but the tournament into what people know what it is today. He is the foundation director, and he works tirelessly throughout the entire year. And, you know, his daughter is involved, so it really is a big family thing. Even Jerry's wife is so kind and helps us clean up things in our hospitality tents in the north when she's there. So it's definitely a family affair for sure.
I know a lot of planning goes into it. You're busy, you're getting ready for this throughout the year, but this really becomes the busy time for you to put all this together. How much fun is it for you to get out here and just kind of see the fruits of your labor come together?
It is a lot of fun. This is my favorite time of the year. Yes, it's a lot of work, but being able to see the success and happiness of the players on the field is really what keeps us going. And hearing a lot of the stories from some of these kids who, had they not been at the Classic and gotten a college scholarship from a coach, seeing them, they would have never been able to go to college, and they're the first generation to do so. And now to hear that they're graduated and they're in jobs is really cool. It also makes me feel really old. But it is really, it's kind of a surreal moment sometimes too, when you're with these players from such a young age and getting drafted, and now a lot of them playing in the major leagues, is also really exciting, and it helps you want to keep doing it year over year. I mean, we've had over 12,000 players come through. And 5,000 of them are D1 scholars. We've had over 500 drafted in MLB, and I think we have 20 or so in the majors.
Yeah.
So seeing their success is what makes us want to keep going. And it is so much fun. The weather helps a lot. We don't say the R word.
Yeah, right. Because we have battled that in the past, but not this year. It looks like it's really going to be a beautiful week. Obviously, access to baseball is a big thing. Some schools, some communities, obviously no problem. But there are other communities that, will struggle with the financial restraints and stuff like that. And that's where the foundation really gets a chance to get in there and help out as well, right?
It does, yes. We are actually the only tournament in the nation that covers the costs for every player to participate. And the reason we do it, and also why we work tirelessly throughout the year for sponsorships and donors and things like that, is to ensure we can maintain that. We never want to be able to turn people away because they can't afford it. The goal of the foundation is to have an uninhibited by financial constraints platform to showcase your skills. And that will always be our number one goal. We do understand that challenge. It's also why we do a lot of youth clinics throughout the year. And a lot of the teams we invite are also from communities that may not get scouts or college coaches to go scout them out. And so that's a really big priority for us to help fill in those gaps and reach kind of those who don't get the same opportunities.
And then you're working obviously hand in hand with Brett K and Jay Sarah, with Richard Mercado here at Mater Dei, where we are today, to make all this happen. So to have the two schools like that be a part of this, I know is a big help as well.
Yeah, they're amazing hosts. We really couldn't do it without them and their parent base of volunteers to really help us. I think people don't realize we're actually a small team that work on this year round. So our parent volunteers at our host sites are integral to what we do, and it really starts with the coaching staff, and Richard and Brett have been so wonderful all these years, and we're very thankful to have them.
Well, congratulations, another successful event, and I know it's going to go well this week. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Amanda. A first class job as always. The hospitality tent, second to none out there. I know the press and all the scouts that come out to watch really appreciate that. Well, I was going to chance to talk with a coach from a different Catholic school, Crespi High School, one of the high schools in this tournament. First year that the Celts have been invited to the tournament, and their head coach, Mike Glendenning, who is a alumnus of Crespi himself, is the head coach. And this is a team really on the rise, been doing very well in the last couple of years, a really top-notch program. And I thought, it'd be nice to talk to a Catholic school that's, not in Orange County, not in our area, not in the Trinity League, to talk about, a team that's in the Valley, that's in a different area, and just kind of talk about, what it's like to be a Catholic school from the LA County and coming up and playing in this tournament. So I had a nice chat with Crespi head coach Mike Glendenning. All right, Coach, obviously a big opportunity for your program to come out here and play in the Boris Classic. How much fun is this for you and for your guys?
Absolutely. I mean, anytime we can be challenged, especially by the league that the Trinity League has to offer and the competition we get to play against, I think it's really beneficial for our guys to see kind of what's in front of them, what the best looks like. And obviously, we'd like to model ourselves in being one of the best at the end of the year. So
it's a little bit of a drive to get down here, get the kids on the bus and get there. But it is a good bonding time to kind of get everybody together, too, and then these kind of tournaments that you go off.
Yeah, it is. We're not taking a bus right now. Everyone's kind of on their own travel. But I think while there's the competitive side of the tournament, there's also a looseness or a less pressure in the sense of, because there's no school, all they have to do is focus on baseball that day, hang out with their buddies, And so I do feel that it builds team chemistry, team camaraderie. And then again, you know, along with playing good competition, it's a win-win for us.
Right. Is this your guys' first year?
This is our first guy. First year in the Boers, yes.
But you're no stranger to it, right? Southern California.
Yeah, each
and every week, you're going to be playing some really good baseball teams.
Yeah, I mean, we follow all the leagues, right?
Yeah.
And so, I think in Southern California overall, there's just some really good, talented baseball. I think anywhere you go, you're going to get challenged.
You come out of the valley there. Do you like to play Orange County teams?
I do. The travel can wear on you a little bit, you know. We had a night game to a day game today, and, you know. But what a great experience for these kids. You know, now they get to experience what college baseball's like and then even what professional baseball's like. You know, they play so many games at night all the time, and then they mix in that one day game, and you wonder why some of those guys are sitting on the bench the next day, because it's a gruel. It's taxing, you know. And so, but I think it's a great time for us. Again, the looseness of not pressure of school and being able to just come out with your buddies and play baseball, I think, is a huge thing for our team development, you know.
Obviously, most of the Trinity is comprised of Catholic schools. You know, Crespi's a Catholic school as well.
Yeah.
What kind of kid? Decides that they want to be a Celt?
Yeah, it's a little bit tougher sell these days. You know, we're an all boys Catholic school, and with social media and the guys want to be around the girls and all that kind of stuff. You know, so selling an all boys school becomes difficult, but it takes a special person, right?
Yeah.
And that special person is usually heavy into faith. We got good morals, good values, overall good families that want their kids to stay on path. I think that, again, while it's a hard sell, all boys Catholic school, once you kind of get into the school, you really find that it's a brotherhood. You know, we're a small all boys Catholic school. We got 475 to 500 students on our campus, you know, and so everyone knows everybody. And, when you leave there, there's guys that I talk to that I haven't seen for 20 years, but because of the brotherhood that was built in those 4 years at Crespi, we can see each other not for 20 years, but then rejoin and it'll be just like we were back in high school again, you know?
Right.
So it's a really family oriented brotherhood, and it's a great place to be.
You can say that because you yourself are a Crespi alumni, right?
Am,
yeah. So you walked in the shoes of these kids. You know what it's like to be a part of this, you know?
Yep.
Does that help? Because you know what they're going through, and they can kind of see, what it's like to be, you know, part of this campus.
Of course, yeah. Having gone through it, I know what they're going to go through before they even know what they're going to go through, you know? So, and then, you know, the growing up of, you know, from the transition from your freshman year to your sophomore year to your junior year, and that maturation that happens over that time is really interesting to watch, you know, from not only physically, but mentally, too. Attitudes change, you know, all those kind of aspects in the maturation process of them going through Crespi, for sure.
The baseball side of things, you know, a lot of success. You know, how are you feeling about your team this year as you age closer to that postseason?
We definitely, I don't think we've peaked yet.
Okay.
You know, we haven't found ourselves yet. I think, you know, we're still searching for some leadership. We are young. We have 5 seniors this year. So the majority of the team is built up of juniors, sophomores, and freshmen. We're carrying 2 freshmen this year. So, you know, we're young. We're going to make a lot of, you know, growing up mistakes on the fly, but I think that these kids are good enough to make those adjustments, and as the years progress for them, I see them really starting to do well.
And thanks again to head coach Mike Glendenning, and I'm sure they had a great time in the tournament. Crespi's going to go on and finish off their league campaign as well, and I'm sure they're going to have a great time get to that postseason CIF tournament. So many of these teams hope to do out of this one, and it's going to be a lot of fun as we head to the back end of this baseball season. Well, of course, that lets us get to our interview with Richard Mercado, the head coach of Modern Day High School. Now, this is before Yeah, everything that transpired throughout the week. So we'll talk about what the Monarchs ended up doing in this tournament. Some of you probably already know how this turned out for Modern Day. But it really was kind of a foreshadowing of things. And, you know, maybe we rubbed off a little good luck on the Monarchs. We hope so here at Catholic Sports View. Really always a great chance to sit down and talk with Richard Mercado. Just a wealth of baseball knowledge. You can see why he's the head coach at Modern Day High School and why he's leading such a big program. And I had a nice conversation with him the second day of the tournament. All right, Coach, it's a busy week, obviously, for you. Tell us about your schedule. I know you're here early and you're here late, right?
Yeah, it's an early morning. You know, usually Tuesday. It starts, actually, the prep starts on Monday, the day before. Just getting everything ready and buttoned up as you can be before the tournament starts. But, you know, Tuesday to Friday, it's a 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. kind of a deal. So it's a long day, but it's always fun. Good baseball, good people around, and good experience.
That's what I was going to say. A lot of work, but a lot of fun too, right?
Yeah, the day goes a lot faster than it might seem, you know, just because getting the fields ready for the games, doing the mounds, and just kind of make sure all the odds and ends of running an event at your home, you know, what it's like. So, you know, again, it's a good experience. We're just honored to be a host of it.
Right. When you took the job here, you knew this was part of the deal, right?
Yes. Yes, I did. And, you know, I kind of learned on the fly. Yeah. We had, you know, the first year, and then, you know, my second year, we didn't have the tournament because of COVID. Right. That happened. And then the next year, we didn't have it again because of COVID. Then the following year, we had it, but there was no, like, tent for all the pro scouts and stuff with food and things like that. But then last year was the first year we kind of had it again. So it was pretty fun getting the hospitality tent up and running again for the scouts and college coaches, and they can have a good venue. So I'm just glad it's all up and running 2 years in a row smooth.
You know, this has quickly become, it did before COVID, and then since now again, become one of the premier tournaments, you know, anywhere. Is it easy to get teams to come play in this thing?
You know, it is. I get peppered. I know Brett does too with emails and Jerry, with people like wanting to get in and say, hey, we have a good team. We want to come out. And the tournament is 100% free for all teams that enter, trying to give them a chance to play in a, you know, good facilities, good environment against good competition in Southern California and have a chance to go play the Northern California team. So it's a good experience for everybody. I think Boris does a great job putting this on and really doing their homework to make sure they have the best teams in it, and, you know, make sure that the quality of competition is always good.
Yeah.
You know,
you mentioned Brett Kay, right? Head coach over at Jay Sarah. He's doing the same dance, you know, down south here, this week. You guys, in contact at all? You get a chance to compare notes at all? What's going on?
No, actually, we don't really chat much during the event because we have to worry about running our own facility, you know, during the event. But it's, you know, everybody's a little bit different, but ours is pretty plug and play. Our parents do a fantastic job. Our parents and families volunteer to make this week happen, and we couldn't do it without them, but they do a great job. It's one of our favorite events of the year, you know, hosting this event. Just, and, you know, I'm a baseball rat, so I love watching the quality high school baseball teams around and just seeing what's out there, especially at this time of year. You know, there's a lot of tournaments early in the year that happen. This is kind of like everybody's in mid-season form, so you're seeing everybody kind of, it's almost at their best in like a playoff, mini playoff format, you know, so it's a good kind of warm up preparing for playoffs.
What's the feedback you get from the coaches who come and participate?
They love the hospitality tent because it's just, there's pro scouts and college coaches, they'll be here for like, you know, 3-4 games, and they'll just sit there and eat lunch, you know, watch baseball, get a snack, watch baseball, eat more food.
Not a bad deal.
No, not bad for anybody.
And obviously, you got a coach, me, right? You got to be a coach this week as well, right? Oh, by the way, you got some games to play. It's a balancing act, I guess, right?
Yeah, it always happens day one. That's always the bad day. The hard day, I should say, where there's so much going on. Oh, yeah, we got to do this. Oh, yes, this. Make sure all the little odds and ends are taken care of. Everything's running smoothly. And then it's like, oh, shoot, we got a game. I got to do a lineup. I got to get changed. And like, and, you know, you're so worried about everybody else having a good experience that sometimes you forget about, oh, yeah, I still have to coach today. Still have to do my job for the team. So it does happen, just getting caught up with other things. But we find a way to get it done. I have a great coaching staff that helps me out with everything. So we're usually in pretty good shape.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, right? You obviously you're delegating to the staff a little bit, right? So having that great, you know, those assistant coaches, everybody that can just kind of plug and play. And then you mentioned the parents and everybody, the volunteers. I mean, you have to have those people to make something like this hum.
We have amazing families in our program. We have amazing kids and amazing families. So that their ability to step up and volunteer with a smile on their face and make it a pleasant environment here at the Classic, it's you know, it's what makes it go and what makes it special for us. Our families enjoy doing it. You know, we have a great relationship with Jerry Boris, mm-hmm. you know, from the Boris Foundation, and they love being here because of how great our families do their job, and we try to do our best for the foundation and for the Classic to make sure it's a stellar event where teams want to come and they have a good experience.
Right. Let's talk baseball now. How do you feel about your team right now and where they sit? Obviously, you know, you're a couple rounds into Trinity League play, and you know, it looks like it's been pretty good so far.
Yeah, it started out good. Had one rough week where kind mm-hmm. of anything that could go wrong went wrong, and that happens in baseball.
Right.
You know, I talk to the boys a lot about being resilient and being able to move forward past obstacles. You know, it could be a pitch, it could be an at bat, could be an inning, could be a game, could be multiple games. You have to find a way to keep picking yourself up and getting to the next play, getting the next pitch, and being tough enough to move on. So, you know, we had one rough week in there, and then, you know, we're kind of finding our rhythm again at the plate, and you know, pitching's been stepping up. Gordon did a great job last night. So we're excited for game two of the Boris tonight against La Mirada. I'm sure it'll be a great test. And that's a good team, good ball club. They're always coached well. Jimmy does a good job with those guys. You know, I expect a really competitive game. You know, that I think this will be very similar to a league game. You know, it'll be a knockdown, drag out fist fight. And, you know, we're ready for it.
Is it nice? You're used to seeing some of the same teams right now in league. Is it nice to see some different guys out on the field?
Yeah, you know what? It is, but it's actually kind of funny because typically in the off season, in the fall and in the winter, we're trying to schedule the best competition we can to prepare for season and get ready. So a lot of teams we face in the Boris, we're not unfamiliar with them.
Yeah.
You know, these are like San Dimas, La Mirada, you know, Maranatha. These are teams we schedule mm-hmm. games against in the off season to train and play, to get ready for season, you know, and because they're a competitive baseball program. So we're not unfamiliar with the teams that are in it, but it's always different when you play them after the first game, like during the actual regular season. It's just a little different with the uniforms on and the lights on and in these environments. So we're excited for it. You know, we're excited for it. It hits a little different when it's, you know, a real game with the lights on.
Obviously, there's you know, North Carolina's got the big tournament, but the concentration of talent here, we know how good baseball is in Southern California, the best area anywhere. I mean, are we seeing really the best baseball being played here this week?
Oh, man, like that's, you know, that's an opinion. And, you know, I think there's really good baseball here. You know, I think there's really good baseball over the country at different places. So there's good teams everywhere. It's the game's at such a high level for high school baseball right now. Overall, it's pretty exciting to see the competition of it. You know, I think our event here that we host for Boris is a really exciting event. And I think to have it'd be based only in Southern California and have the quality of teams that we have here is pretty unique.
Yeah.
You know, even the, you know, they go to the Arizona Boris, there's limited teams because they have to, you know, they draw some dip out of state too. Like here, it's all Southern California only. And I think you take most of these teams in the tournament, plug them in like the NHSI and some other tournaments, and they would be competitive and be able to hold their own and go out and compete and win. So that's what's pretty exciting about our environment here down here is there's so many good teams that can beat anybody on any given day. And you saw it yesterday. We looked at the Boris bracket. There's been some upsets. I guess if you had to put guess on upsets or some teams that won that maybe people weren't expecting to win, but that's just Southern California baseball.
Thanks again to Richard Mercado, and what a happy, joyous weekend it turned out to be for the Monarchs because they won the South tournament, defeating the number one team in the nation, Corona High School, in extra innings to do it. In fact, they had to go back-to-back extra innings in the last two games to get it done. But man, modern day, making the Trinity League proud and representing well and getting that championship, and they will go on to play for the Boris Classic championship against the team from Northern California who wins that tournament. And congratulations again to the Monarchs, man. What a weekend for them, and makes our job a lot easier when we get champion after champion. And that's why we are the League of Champions, the Trinity League. Once again, my thanks to Amanda Simon from the Boris Family Foundation and the Boris Corporation. And of course, head coach of Crespi High School, Mike Glendening, and the championship head coach from Modern Day High School, Richard Mercado. Once again, the Boris Classic, a lot of fun. We'll do it all again next year. It's become the preeminent tournament here in Southern California high school baseball. Well, once again, we are brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Orange. And if you get a chance, catch us on our social media @CatholicSV. That is @CatholicSV. And we have an email address as well. If you'd like to drop us a note, anything you want to ask us about, that is CatholicSportsView@gmail.com. I am Bob Gibson. We're glad you've joined us again this week, and we'll do it all next week because we cover the Trinity League each and every week right here on Catholic Sports View, where athletics meets faith. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports View, exploring where athletics meets faith, a production of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange in Southern California. Tell a friend about this podcast and be sure to share on your social media platforms. We'll catch up with you again next week, right here on Catholic Sports View.